Shalom to all. Today's Avos Vachem Daf Nun Alpha. We are starting halfway through the Daf at the two dots with quote from the Mishnah Shiur Adom Vechulu. And today's Avos sponsor Elul Nishmas Mars Merim Zar Batzer Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Should Have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that Shiur Adom, the leftovers, the remnants of the blood of Chatos Pnimios, is poured on the western base of the Mizbeach. So Gemara asked my time, well, what's the reason for this? Why is it Dafk in that spot? And the answer is because Amar Kar, the pasuk says El Yisoid Mizbeach Oila Asher Pesach Oil Mayid, and that tells us who the Pagah Bereisha, whichever one he bumps into first. And when he walks out of the Heichal, so he's facing the western side of Mizbeach. That's what we're understanding from Asher Pesach Oil Ma'id. And actually, Rashi's gear is a little bit different. He doesn't have a Huda Pagah Bereisha. He reads it as Yisoid Shekineged HaPesach. It's Yisoid which is Kineged the Pesach, which again is the same thing as the western wall or western base of the Mizbeach. So that's what Mishnah says is supposed to be poured over there. Another more tells Tanarabon, we have a Braisa. Rashi tells some details about the upcoming Pesukim we're going to be discussing. The Torah actually states five times that the Shiur Adam should be poured on the base of the Mizbeach. Two with Chatos Pnimios, that's Parka and Mashiach and Parhelm Davar, and three with Chatos Chitzonios, specifically the Sar Nasi, Seira, and Kevas of a Yachid. Now, in the last two, it says El Yisoid HaMizbeach, but in the other three, it says El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla. So, why do we have this extra word HaOyla? What does that teach us? The first time we have this pasuk in regards to the Parka and Mashiach, it says El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla. What do we learn from here? V'lo Yisoid Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's not poured on the Yisoid of the inner Mizbeach, even though it doesn't have a Yisoid. The Havamina is that maybe you would pour the blood on the top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, if that's what Avodah Zarah is done, so just pour the rest of the blood there. As the pasuk says, El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla, telling us that no, it's poured on the base of the outside Mizbeach. Now we have another pasuk. This is by Parhelm Darshal Tzibur. It also says, El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla. What does this tell us? Ein lo Yisoid LePnimi Atzmai, that the Pnimi itself, the inner Mizbeach, doesn't have a base at all. There's actually only a base on the outer Mizbeach. Lastly, by the Sar HaNasi, what does it tell us? El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla. And what do we learn from here? Ten Yisoid LeMizbeach Shal Oyla. Give or apply the din of Yisoid to the Mizbeach of the Oyla, which means that every carbon which is brought on the Mizbeach HaOyla, that's the vast majority of the carbonos, which are brought on the outside Mizbeach, so they have the din of Yisoid, whatever leftover blood there is, that has to be poured on the base of the Mizbeach. Says Braisoi, Eina Ella, maybe it's teaching us the following, Mizbecha Shal Oyla Yehei Li Yisoid, that when the blood of a carbon Oyla is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, it has to be done on the side of the Mizbeach that has a Yisoid, and this seems like a valid drasha, because remember, as we've said a few times before, the Yisoid of the Mizbeach was mainly on the north and western walls, but then it wrapped around a little bit by the northeast wall and by the southwest wall. And that means that three of the four corners of the Mizbeach had a Yisoid around them. The southeastern corner, though, did not. So maybe what this third pasuk of El Yisoid Mizbeach Oila is teaching us is that when we do Zrika Sadam of a carbon oila, which is supposed to be done on the corner, it has to be done on a corner that has a Yisoid by it, not on the southeastern corner. So on this, we have two answers why we can't say that, because Omar Bishmol says, Kavachimer, it's Kavachimer, that's obvious, we can't do that. Mashirayim, Shein Machaprim, just like the Shirayim, the leftover blood, they don't bring about any sort of kapara to Un Yisoid, they still have to be poured on the Yisoid, Tchilas Oila Shemichaperes, in the beginning, meaning in the earlier stages of the Oila, specifically by Zrikas Adam, that brings about a kapara, it's absolutely necessary to be done, Ein Adin Shetun Yisoid, should we say for sure that it has to be done on a part of his Mizbeach that has a Yisoid? Now that's Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva says something very similar, but a little bit different, and the Gemara tomorrow, we're going to explain what the difference is between them, that Mashiraim Shein Mechaprin Ve'ein Bain Lechapara, just like the Shraim, they're not Mechaper, and they don't come for a kapara to Uni Yisoid, they have to be poured on the Yisoid, Tchilas Oila Shem Mechaper Subal Chapara, Tchilas Oila, that is Mechaper, and it does come for a kapara in Adin Shetun Yisoid, shouldn't we say for sure it needs Yisoid? And so the Brassa concludes, both according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, Imkain, if that's really so, Matam Loimer El Yisoid Mizbach Oila, so what does El Yisoid Mizbach Oila, the third one by Sar Nasi, what does that teach us? Ten Yisoid, the Mizbach Shel Oila, apply this din of Yisoid to the Mizbeach of the Oila, namely, as we said before, any carbon which is brought on this Mizbeach Oila, its Shiraim, its leftover blood, has to be poured on the Yisoid. So now we're going to analyze the Brassa. Amar Mar, we had stated, this was in the first Drasha, El Yisoid Mizbach Oila, what does it teach us? V'lo Yisoid Mizbach HaPnimi, then the blood is not poured on the Yisoid Mizbach HaPnimi. Ask the Gemara, Hoy Bailel Gufei, with this we need for it itself. This was said by Parkoin Mashiach, and we need these words, El Yisoid Mizbach Oila, to teach us regarding it itself, that it has to have its blood poured on the Yisoid. How could you say is it's teaching us something else, that it's not poured on the Yisoid and the Mizbach HaPnimi? And the answer is because Me'asher Pesach Oil Maid Nafka, that's learned from Pesach Oil Maid. Really, Pasuk could have said, El Yisoid Mizbach Asher Pesach Oil Maid. It did not have to say, El Yisoid Mizbach HaOila. It didn't have to specify HaOila. But the fact that it says that, it's teaching us as drush of ours that it's not poured on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now, jumping to the third drush of the Braisa, we had said, El Yisoid Mizbach HaOila. What does this teach us? Nun Alpha Amud Beis on top. Here we have a surprise of a three line Amud. What did the Braisa tell us? Ten Yisoid Mizbeach Shal Oila. That there's this din of Yisoid for the Mizbeach of the Oila. Again, as we said, any carbon which is brought on the Mizbeach Oila, it has this din of Yisoid that its Shiram have to be poured on the base. Now we clarify how we know that this is the Joshua, because if we want to say the pasuk is supposed to be understood literally as it's written, well, honey, lumily, then what would I need it for? What would it actually be telling me? Lashirayim? The Shiram left over over the blood of the Sar, the Nasi, should be poured on the base of the Mizbeach. That's not a Chiddush, we won't need that. Habarai Avid Lahu. The whole Avaida of the Sar, the Nasi, is done Barai, outside. It's done in the Azara. Why would I think that it's not supposed to be poured on the base of that Aron Mizbeach? And V'chitim, if you want to say, the Apech Mepech, that you might have a Havamina, that we're really supposed to switch around all Avaidas. No base on Ralph on top. Devroi Legavoid, with Gavoi Lebroi. There's something that its Avaida is done in the outside, in the Azara, namely Sar of Nasi. So its Shirayim should be poured on the inner Mizbeach, and something which is done on the inside, namely one of the Chatayis Pnimiyos, that their Avodas Hadam is done inside, that the Shari Hadam are poured on the outside. Well, that can't be because Ha'in Lo Yisoid Lepnimi Atzmai. The Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't have a Yisoid anyway, which you already know from earlier in the Braisa. So it can't be that's what the Pasuk's telling us. It must be that this last Pasuk of Al Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'ilah is telling us that all Kabbarnas that were brought on the outside Mizbeach, they have their Shirayim poured on the Yisoid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the Braisa. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.